to stay by the love of God. I am sustained by the love. Let's stand for a moment, y'all. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 I am sustained by the love of God.
Gotta do what? Gotta spread the love.
Sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God.
You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God.
You are. Gotta do what? Gotta spread the love. You gotta spread your love. You gotta spread your love. Love.
We are sustained by the love of God. Sustained by the love of God. We are sustained by the love of God. We are sustained by the love of God.
Take a breath.
Meditation music.
Like
I love meditation music. Bless you. Bless you. We're going to be on page 368.
Man, I love being here with you. I love being here with you. I love being here with you. I tell you.
Yeah. We love you being here with us.
My pleasure.
I love being here with everybody. Don't you love being here with everybody? And since we don't know each other, we like each other. So it's cool. You know what I'm saying? We can sit here and think the highest thoughts about each other. Can't we?
That's right.
So don't contaminate the energy by getting into specialists with somebody in here. Nobody in my class allowed to date each other. Because if they date each other, both of them are going to stop coming to the class. If it don't work out, then they're going to want to run into each other, so they're not going to come. Yeah, that's what happened when two people in the class hook up and it don't work out, didn't it? But I will come, but I might run into them. And I want to say, have you ever tried forgiveness? It's amazing in its power. It'd be a lot easier than avoiding them in the grocery store. Okay, we're going to be on page 368, and I'm going to start off with paragraph 2, and it says, there's no problem in any situation that faith won't solve. There's no problem in any situation that faith won't solve. But there's no shift in any aspect of the problem, but will make the solution impossible. In other words, if you shift part of the problem elsewhere, the meaning of the problem must be lost because the solution is inherent in its meaning. What does it mean that you shift part of the problem elsewhere? It means that if you think the problem isn't you or the answer isn't you, you have shifted the problem elsewhere. If you think the problem is anything but you, and if you think the answer is anything but you, you have shifted the problem elsewhere, and the problem becomes unsolvable. And that's why most of our problems seem like they're unsolvable, is because we remove ourselves from them and we say it's something or somebody else that's the problem. Okay? Now, isn't it possible that all your problems have been solved, but you remove yourself from the solution?
Yes.
It's possible that every problem you got has already been solved. It's just you removing yourself from the solution. And the way you're moving yourself from the solution is by placing the problem outside yourself and saying it's somebody else or something else that's the cause of the problem or is not the answer. So every time I do that, I remove myself from the solution that's already been given me. Now, faith must be where something has been done, and faith must be wherever you can see it's done. I have faith I can drink water because I'm drinking water. So that's where something's been done and where I can see it done. Now, where you can see it's been done, that's where your faith is. So your faith is your physical reality. Because faith is where you believe, and where you believe it's going to happen. So your physical life is your faith in physical form, where you can see it done. You don't have to look any further than the way you see your life than to know what you believe. Now, let's talk about relationships. It says a situation is a relationship, being the joining of thoughts. So a relationship is nothing but a situation, and a situation is when we have a joining of our thoughts. This is a situation right now, this is a relationship right now, and this is a joining of our thoughts right now. Okay, now, if it seems like there is problems, we're seeing problems. He says if problems are perceived, it's because the thoughts are judged to be in conflict. You think that there is a problem because the court says because you have thoughts in conflict. That you think your problem is your mama, but your problem is really a reflection of thought in conflict. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, if the goal is truth, it's impossible to be in conflict. If I really just wanted the truth from each one of you, if I just wanted to have an experience of you being you and me being you and experiencing the truth, we wouldn't be in conflict. If I really just wanted the truth without all of you, we wouldn't be in conflict. Because I just want your freedom. So if it's a conflict, it's because I got some other goal other than the truth, like me. And my specialness, and my wishes, and my hopes, and my fantasies, and my desires. Uh-huh. Those are the only things that get in the way of what I want. Uh-huh. You with me? If there's a conflict, then he says, truth, the goal of truth, if you have the goal of truth, there's no way you could be in conflict, so that's impossible. He says, so what happened was some idea of bodies must have entered. You must be thinking about the body, something it does, something it says, something it might do, something it might not. He says, if there's a conflict, there's some ideas about the body that's entered, because really, minds cannot attack. Minds can't attack. For instance, if I wanted to attack him with my mind, it'd be like... Right? So really, bodies attack. Minds can't attack. It's bodies that attack.
But the mind tells the body what to do.
But the mind cannot directly attack. Okay. Mm-hmm. Without the body, your mind couldn't attack nobody. So, the Course says the thought of bodies is a sign of faithlessness. Mm-hmm.